Hi guys, this is CA and this is CA's Random Thoughts. Hey, today I'm going to talk to you about the genius of the and. In 1994, a couple of guys named Jim Collins and Jerry Porras released a book called Built to Last. They studied companies over a period of, I believe it was 6 years, they studied companies that had lasted from 50 to 150 years and then took a look at what they found. So one of the things they discovered is what they call the genius of the and. And rather than try to explain that to you, let me just read a couple of things, okay? Instead of being oppressed by the tyranny of the or, highly visionary companies liberate themselves with the genius of the and. The ability to embrace both extremes of a number of dimensions at the same time. Instead of choosing between A or B, they figure out a way to have both, A and B. We're not talking about mere balance here. Balance implies going to the midpoint, 50-50, half and half. A visionary company doesn't seek balance between short-term and long-term. For example, it seeks to do very well in the short-term and very well in the long-term. A visionary company doesn't simply balance between idealism and profitability. It seeks to be highly idealistic and highly profitable. A visionary company doesn't simply balance between preserving a tightly held core ideology and stimulating vigorous change and movement. It does both to an extreme. In short, a highly visionary company doesn't want to blend yin and yang into a gray, indistinguishable circle that is neither highly yin nor highly yang. It aims to be distinctly yin and distinctly yang, both at the same time, all the time. Irrational? Perhaps. Rare? Yes. Difficult? Absolutely. But, as F. Scott Fitzgerald pointed out, the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. This is exactly what the visionary companies are able to do. So, here's my thought. Embrace that. Think about that, the genius of the and, both this and that and everything in between. Both extremes all the time, rather than having to choose between doing something either this way or that way. Well, let me examine doing something both this way and that way. Apply it personally, try it on for size, take it out for a walk, see what happens. Alrighty, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.